morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to the AM version of Radio Biafra live broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Radio Biafra here in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land, with the time standing at almost 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning. We are welcoming you regardless of your time zone by greeting you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now it is the turn of the people in the western part of the world. We welcome each and every one of you. For some, it is your morning. For others, it is your afternoon. Some others, it is your evening. Some, it is your night. And for us here, it is our early in the morning. We say good morning from the blessed and holy land of Biafra. We welcome you. And as we welcome you, we ask you, as always, to welcome all the people as well. You will direct them to the station of truth. You will direct them to the junction of truth. Here we do not play with the truth, because only that truth can set us free. This land was founded upon justice and peace. That is what we intend to maintain. But we also bring hell with us. We make it very clear to anybody who intends to disrupt or to stop what we are doing. We intend to do what is right before God and before man. That thing is the restoration, the complete restoration, the absolute restoration of the full and unadulterated sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. There are those who are foolish enough to doubt what we can do. There are some idiots fathered by Hausa Fulani men. There are fools who are driven by poverty. There are the remnants of them who have joined APC and failed and driven by jealousy. We stopped APC in Anambra. We have stopped the wicked marauding troops of the Zoological Republic from having anything to do with our sacred cenotaph. That is why we do things with the way we do them. That is why we don't intend to engage with the idiots, the forces of darkness, until the time is right. How I wish they can understand it. The truth must be spoken. It must be spoken. Our people are not used to listening to the truth or hearing it. But in our time, and in as much as this radio station exists, as long as we are alive to preach it, which we must be, there is no way truth cannot be disseminated on this very platform. Some people are idiotic, the rest of them very myopic. That is why there are no lights in our villages. That is why we don't have running water, despite all our useless degrees put together. That is why we don't have decent roads. There is a reason for that. The reason is because we are stupid. That is as simple as that. If you go to other parts of the world, if you go to South Africa, if you go to Brazil, if you go to Malaysia, if you go to Singapore, if you go to areas considered part of third world only 2 decades ago, you will see that they are developing. The reason why people don't develop in Africa is because they are myopic and they are very stupid. That is all. You see the manifestations of that even in the Biafra movement, the Biafran struggle. Because people who don't know anything, they claim they know, but they don't know anything. You scratch them on the surface and you reveal their vacuousness and their emptiness. That is what I'm here to do. For us to forge a new Biafra based on common sense and reason. That is why we do things the way we do it. Most of you don't know that. That is why we are as acidic as we are. We don't give a damn. The truth must be spoken. If you challenge the truth, you call us and tell us where we have erred. We deal with cowards. You hide behind Nigerian police. You hide behind Nigerian army. You use Nigeria to front you when it comes to Biafra. You are cowards. You join APC. You allow Rochas Okorocha to come into the Biafra movement. You people are patently evil. You are evil. That is why nothing you do works. Nothing. Court after court, adjournment after adjournment, nearly 2 years adjournment. Has the case been called and says no? Stupid people. You don't learn, do you? My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. This is the morning installment. Here we worship Chukwu Abiama. That is why we say anything we do, every praise, every honor, every adoration, when we kneel down, when we bow down, we do it to no other than Chukwu Abiama, not before any graven image. No, we do it before the Almighty God. We call upon His name in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night. We worship the one true God, Chukwu Abiama. If you want to know why we mix religion with politics here, religion being our own way of worshiping God, please come to Biafra land and ask six people their name, six random people. If you don't hear Nzube Chukwu, you will hear Tobe Chukwu. If you don't hear it, you will hear Ifeanyi Chukwu. Through our names, we worship God. We are the only race that has that very unique attribute anywhere in the world. By our name, we worship the Almighty. Those of you that know the meaning and the true name of Jesus Christ, that the Greeks named Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is not a Hebrew name, you will know that the Hebrew name is Yeshua. That is the Hebrew name, Yeshua. And what does that stand for? God saves. Jehovah saves. Chizoba. That is our own version here. Chizoba is Yeshua, that they call Jesus Christ. Because we are special people directly descended from the sun itself. From Chukwu Abiama. We bring light where there is darkness. Now that darkness of greed and lies and deception, sabotage and traitor, treachery is upon this very land. That is why we have come, to bring light. That is why when we shine our light, all these rodents that cluster at night, they scurry away. That is why when you ask them to come on air, they can't come. You ask them to name a place for a meeting that we can debate these issues, they don't want to come. They operate at night behind our back. They know how indomitable Radio Biafra is. They know we are unstoppable. People can write drivel. Igbo men gossip. It is in their nature. That is why cattle rearers from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North are controlling them. That is why all they do is buying and selling. Time that should be spent constructively thinking about Biafra is spent gossiping. And do we care? The answer is no. I love it when people write rubbish. Because two lines alone, and they start crying. Cry babies. You went to bring in Rochas Okorocha into the Biafra movement. You are insane. Isime Bruno. People are mad. Do you think that we are going to allow the rubbish that prevailed between 67 to 70 to happen again? Because I'm looking for friends. I don't have friends. I don't need I don't even have family. All I have is Biafra. I don't care. All I have is Biafra. If you have come to the movement to make friends, that is your business. For me, the Biafra movement worldwide is a family. A family of people that seek the truth, that understand it, and stick by it. nothing more, nothing less. We run an interactive program. Our programs in the morning only last for about 2 hours, so we suggest you try and get in your calls very, very early. The studio number is +23481 0090 4599. I repeat, +23481 0090 4599. That is Radio Biafra studio line. That is where you will call from Botswana, and those of them in Brazil will hear your voice. This is the only place on this earth where you can call us from the Democratic Republic of Congo, where we rallied on the 30th of May. People in Canada will hear you. This is the only platform where you will call Radio Biafra from Angola. And those of us in Australia will be able to hear you. This is a truly phenomenal global movement of unimaginable proportions. We are in over 88 countries. Our simple weapon is truth. That is why people flock to us. Eziokwu, truth. Very, very simple. You can lie and deceive people. That is your business here. We do not lie. We do not deceive our people. We tell them the truth, and we march on relentlessly. Relentless. Very, very resolute. We want to instill that relentless spirit in our people, that never say die attitude. We want to put it inside our people, that they may be able to understand. That they may understand. Because we are not going to go back. We are not going to do anything else apart from do what is right. That thing that is right is the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. Our principal website is www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask your friends and your family to go there. If they have satellite, that will even be better. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are the only ones capable of doing that. Radio Biafra, we have our bespoke application. Our app is on Android. Our app is on BlackBerry. Our app is on iTunes. Go there, type in Radio Biafra, and you will get us. We are on Skype as well. If you wish to come through to us via Skype, all you need to do is to type in Radio Biafra, all one word. Search for us. We are there. You add us to your friends' contact list. And then, as they say, the rest is history. Once you call us, we should be able to take your call. Please continue to inform people. Please continue to evangelize. We know that some people had meetings on Friday. Some families had meetings on Friday. Some had meetings yesterday. Today is Sunday, the 15th of June, 2014. The time now is approximately or precisely 7:15 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. You are listening to Radio Biafra morning presentation of this very day. What we can do, others can't do it. They don't have any choice but to bow to the truth. And that is what they must do. Every criminal element, every attempt at deception will be exposed. This is how we want the new Biafra to be. Exactly this way. In the new Biafra, before we go into the new Biafra, we would have cured Igbo men of their gossipy tendency. We would have cured them. The people holding this very struggle from succeeding are Igbo men. Not Ibibio, not Efik, not Urobo, not Ishekiri, not Ejo. Those ones are ready. The people stopping Biafra from coming are Igbo men. They are the ones stopping from coming. And that is where we must focus. That is where the problem is. You can't use the name of Biafra to serve Nigerian politicians. You can't use the name of Biafra to go and do kidnapping. You can't use the name of Biafra to involve yourself in cheap, dirty, childish blackmail. You will not use the name of Biafra to go and enrich yourself. You will not use the name of Biafra to campaign for our oppressors. You will not be allowed to denigrate the name of Biafra. You will not be allowed. If there are 1 million of you, we will fight 1 million of you. It doesn't matter. The more you are, the better for us. Because the more difficult this fight, the greater the glory. Most of you don't know the meaning of the word glory or honor or integrity. That is what we should be associated with. That they came, they said something, and they did it. We are the only people in our capital. The indigenous people of Biafra remains the only people answering Biafra at the United Nations. Others were scared. They were afraid. They answer one useless name or the other. Bilie Human Rights Initiative. No, we said we are the indigenous people of Biafra. At the United Nations, that is what we answer. We don't want Biafra through the back door. Through the front door. As long as Frederick Lugard came here without visa from Scotland, as long as Frederick Lugard came here as a mercenary to kill and pillage and loot, as long as Frederick Lugard did not get the consent or permission of anybody, not of my ancestors, to come in here to add me into this most hopeless and abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, there is no way we are going to seek the permission of anybody. We seek their understanding. Not permission to go back to how we were before the British came. I should be begging you that please, I want to return to my father. I am living in England and I want to come back. I have not committed any crime. I want to travel to my village, and you're telling me I can't go. To go to my house to stay, you're telling me I cannot go. I need permission from you. Ha! That is stupidity. It can't happen. We are doing a lot of things, raising funds for what we need to do. Ensuring that our cenotaph is rebuilt. If you want to support this very effort in any way, shape or form, please go to www.radiobiafra.co. On the right hand side, you see a donate button. That is why we are able to do what we are doing. That is why we are able to place the name Biafra high on top of governments of the world in terms of their consciousness, in terms of their understanding of what we are doing. That is how we are able to mobilize all over the world. All over the world, we are not involved in buying and selling. We are here to preach the gospel, this gospel ordained in heaven and brought down to earth, this gospel that will usher in the new kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, in this land called Biafra. The holiest of its kind anywhere in the world, but populated by sinful, lying, deceiving, gossipy men. These are the people that destroyed this very land. Not even Hausa Fulani. Because they are the ones that brought in Hausa Fulani, the same way they are doing Islamic call on NTA, you know what, the same way that Islam has taken over part of Abakaliki, the same way that they have joined APC, some of these shameless idiots, the same way they are using the name Biafra to go and tell me that they are in court with Nigeria. How can you be in court with an expired product? They can't answer that. Mad people. We move on. We are relentless. Relentless. They understand that we are a juggernaut. You stand in front of us and we crush you. Go and look at the pathetic criminal reduced to hiring thugs all over the place to come and do his bidding. I feel sorry for all of you. This is Radio Biafra. We have our headlines this very morning, but please remember to write this down because our number doesn't change unless we are broadcasting from outside Biafra land or outside the zoo. The number is +234 810090 4599. If you wish to support anything we're doing, we are raising funds for ammunition, both individually, privately, and collectively. You can do it in secret, in the open, it is up to you. We are going to buy weapons. We said we're not going to steal. We will not go into any form of criminality and become like them. If we do that, Chukwu Abiama will draw his glory from us. The number to call if you wish to assist us in what we're doing is +234 909 466 5824. We continue what we are doing, and what we are doing today is to remind everybody. Every day we shall remind you, if we can, that Benjamin Onwuka, our dear brother of Biafra Zionist Movement or Biafra Zionist Federation, is in jail. He's in detention in Abuja. He wanted to go and make an announcement only, and he was incarcerated. It is our duty. This Radio Biafra is here to defend Biafrans, not those that have compromised or working with the enemy. Onwuka has not worked with the enemies. Or the enemy of Biafra, which is the Zoological Republic's government. Therefore, we must fight for his release. We shall do so every blessed day. We shall remind the world that Benjamin Onwuka is a prisoner of conscience.
and he must be released.
He should be released. Other people specialize in forgetting. They talk about something for 2 hours and everybody goes away. No, not here. We remember the victims of Ezu River and we are working tirelessly towards it to ensure the release of their autopsy. These are MASOP members killed and dumped in Ezu River. We are the ones championing their cause, not their leader who is corrupt and insipidly hopeless. We are here to do what is right. We are asking for the release of Benjamin Onwuka, the leader of Biafra Zionist Federation that was arrested following his attempts to go to Enugu State Broadcasting Service to announce Biafra. So they said, we want Onwuka to be released. He has done nothing wrong. The police shot dead their own because they are trigger happy and in the process killed a Biafran. That is their business. But Benjamin Onwuka must be released. Benjamin Onwuka must and should be released. We must continue. And now, the rest of the headlines we are presenting to you this very day. The National Confab. Unekwanti, are you listening? National Confab. Ohaneze blames Southeast governors for not setting Igbo agenda. Ohaneze are the ones leading the people that went to the National Confab. They have not said anything. None of them has risen up to say anything meaningful. Can anyone remember them saying anything at the confab? The answer is no. Now they are blaming the Southeast governors for not setting any Igbo agenda, which means they went to National Confab without any agenda. I told you people that these are a bunch of idiots confusing themselves because they do not believe in the truth. When you tell them the truth, they get upset. Can you see what they are doing? Ohaneze that took $5 billion. Took $5 billion from the Zoological Republic's government, from Jonathan. Do you know that when they were enjoying this money, it took away their common sense that they could not remember to draft an agenda to say, these are the things we are going to discuss when we get to the confab. I don't know how the two men that I respect and love so dearly can be part of this confab delegation without an agenda. It is here now. National Confab, that is the headline. Our principle, when I tell you that this, we are hopeless and useless, people don't understand what I mean. How can you be going to something as big as a confab? The only place where you can project your voice. They have not said anything. They wanted additional state and they drove a woman. The insult of it. They sent a Hausa woman to come and tell them there will be no additional state. They abandoned it since then till now. Have you heard the Igbo delegates, Southeast delegates to the confab say anything? The answer is no. But our people see all these things, evil happening every blessed day. They say nothing. They went to confab. They said they did not go with any agenda. They were ill prepared. That is what Ohaneze is telling us. Did I not tell you that Ohaneze is useless? Did I not tell you that Ohaneze is a group of people designed to serve Hausa people? Ohaneze, the so-called Igbo apex sociocultural group, is here to serve the interest of Hausa Fulani people. That is why they are burying their sons and their daughters. They knew that the last time they brought down the dead bodies of our people down to Aba, that we reacted. That is why Ohaneze took bribe. Chukwu Abiyama, please, where are you? Where is your anger and your vengeance to be visited upon these very corrupt men? These days, they kill our people and bury them in mass graves. They killed us in Jos. You saw all the women crying to Igbo women. You saw them there. And the fathers crying, Igbo men and Igbo women. When the students were killed, you saw those who were crying, Igbo men and Igbo women, that their children were slaughtered at the University of Jos, the medical students. Did you see their bodies come back home? No. I thought we loved death so much. We celebrate it. We print souvenir. We bring them siren. We call 5 live bands. These people were killed and buried in the northern part of the Zoological Republic because of Ohanaeze. This same Ohanaeze have hopelessly and uselessly gone to Abuja without an agenda. When you criticize them on that, some idiots will be talking rubbish. Here, they have no agenda. They are saying it now. And all are learned men. All are educated men, supposedly. They went there without a list of things to talk about or to ask for. The most basic elementary thing that everybody should have done. But you heard Theodore Oji last week say that that's giving the confab delegates all the support that they need. The journalist could not ask Theodore Oji, what is the Igbo agenda? What is the Southeast agenda? When I tell you that Igbo men are hopeless, you can see the reason why. You had years, you had months, you had weeks, you had days and hours to prepare for the confab. You had no agenda because Igbo governors are serving their Hausa Fulani masters. That is the reason why. No agenda. The second headline. APC convention fallout. How Tinubu am twisted Buhari, Atiku and Northern governors. They are Yoruba people. That is all they do now, to arm twist. It's the same thing that Bilie Human Rights Initiative is trying to bring to us, using lies and trying to confuse people as a way of getting relevance. Name one country in the world that got independence by going to court. Name one country of the world that got their freedom by going to the court of their oppressor. Answer, zero. None. Then why are you in court? Because you want to be like Nnamdi Kanu. It's impossible now. You cannot be me. Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. Who called you? Is it Lucifer? Or Baal? I don't know who you worship. Go and tell whoever sent you that you cannot do this job. Because this is a job for those of them who are pure at heart. For those of them with the resilience, with the tenacity, with the remorselessness to march forward to get Biafra. This is a fight for those who are incorruptible. This is a fight for those who are whiter than white and whiter than snow. The struggle for Biafra is a fight for those of us who will not retreat nor surrender. It is a fight for those that believe that Biafra is more important than life itself. If you don't have these attributes, you can't serve Biafra. As simple as that. You can steal from Biafra or deceive people, but you cannot serve her. Asare Dokobo, I became radicalized after converting to Islam. Eme of Kanu Sanusi, the 1995 beheading of Gideon Akaloka begins a 3-day do or die ritual. Governor Rabbi Kwakwanso does not know where his rights begin and end. And now the news in detail. We are not going to be tired of talking about Benjamin Onwuka, so please be prepared for it. He went there to talk about Biafra, albeit misguided. It is our duty to make sure we talk about him, keep his issue on the front burner to ensure that he's released. The leader of the Biafra Zionist Federation, Mr. Benjamin Onwuka, and 12 members of his groups who were arrested last week following a failed attempt to seize the Enugu State Broadcasting Service, ESBS, has been transferred to the force headquarters in Abuja for further investigation. The Enugu State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Abubakar Muhammad, who disclosed this in Enugu, said that after the arraignment of the suspects, they were moved to Abuja, where they are currently undergoing further interrogation. Onwuka and members of the pro-Biafra group had, in the early hour of Thursday, June 5, 2014, invaded the premises of Enugu State government-owned radio station in an attempt to make a broadcast of their intention to reawaken the defunct Republic of Biafra. That is why Onwuka was arrested. That is why they couldn't try him here. And they took him all the way to Abuja. They took him to Hausa Fulani territory. They took him there thinking that we will stop talking about him, but they are mistaken. Every blessed day, we will talk about Benjamin Onwuka until they release him. He is a prisoner of conscience. Those of them saying no to the emergence of Biafra, why did you set the zoo free from Britain? Why did Nigeria become independent from Britain? Was there Nigeria before the British came? The answer is no. They created Nigeria. You wanted to be free from even what they created. Why then shouldn't an ancient and holy country like Biafra exist? Why not? We continue our presentation. But Onwuka must be released. We ask and call for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. We know you will try to bribe him as you did with the idiot Wazrike. You keep him in prison for 2 years. A freedom fighter. And offer him crumbs, and he accepted to come out and be championing the cause of Hausa Fulani people in the zoo using the name Biafra. God will punish you, monkey. We continue. The Apex Igbo Sociocultural Organization, or Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, has berated the Southeast governors for coming to the national conference without a definite Igbo position. This is not me saying this, so Ohanaeze, not me, please. I am reading Ohanaeze's news, the way they released it, not me. The Secretary General of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo and Delegate to the National Conference, Dr. Joe Nwogo, who criticized the governors before journalists in Enugu at the weekend, lamented that the governors did not set a common position for the Southeast. One would have challenged the governors to tell us what their position on these issues are. Delegates appointed by governors came here with different portfolio stance. Did I not tell you? Our people don't listen because you are not truthful, because you don't have the spirit in you to discern the truth. Did I not tell you that they are serving Hausa Fulani people? I told you so. It has come out at the confab. They don't have any common position. Every governor is doing the bidding of the master from Ugwu Hausa. Did I not tell you people? Did we not tell you? Okamaki kukunefekana hui kokoko. Things must continue to happen so that our people will know what the truth is. You don't know the truth. You abhor the truth. But the truth is there staring you in the face. We have said it before. When we report a news here, initially, it may appear unbelievable, too shocking to accept. But over time, with the fullness of time, events will reveal what the truth is. The truth is here for all to see. I will continue. One would have expected the governors to tell us what their positions on these issues are. Delegates appointed by the governors came here with different opinions, not collective Igbo stance. You know that Igbo, they tell you, Igbo agenda, Igbo njikotaka, insukotandi Igbo, Igbo su unite, Igbo su rubbish. It is here now. Everybody came with their own agenda. The same rubbish that the idiot Simbilie is trying to bring into Biafra. The fact that you came to Biafra does not mean you have a plan. Ohanaeze went to confab without a plan. The governors sent their delegates to the confab without a plan. Is it not clear for all to see? The same way that the idiotic Bilie came without a plan. Telling me you are in court. Suit number FCH/201/WBC. Rubbish. Nonsense. Is here for all to see. When I told you that Ohanaeze is clueless, you thought I was joking. They say, oh, stop insulting your elders. But I told you that they are retards. They don't know what they are doing. Is it not here? Have they said anything? Can anybody report what Ohanaeze said at this confab? The answer is no. Because as they stand up to speak, their Hausa Fulani master will look at them and they will sit down. And these are the people leading you. No wonder you are poor, scattered all over the world with kidnappers running riot at home in the name of Biafra. I feel sorry for all of you. All of us, myself included. Indeed, Satan took over this place. An Igbo man is the person stopping Biafra from coming. Not Hausa Fulani, not Yoruba, not British. We are the ones stopping ourselves. Because we allowed evil men to preside over our affairs. We allowed Hausa Fulani people to appoint our governors. Appoint Ohanaeze for us. All Ohanaeze people, almost all of them, if they were not in MPN,
they have served a Hausa person. Go and check it now. Go and check Ohanaeze. It's there for all to see. Ebonyi State government has always maintained that states should be the federating units, and it is just for this conference. They had the same view in 2005 conference. They have not changed. So we know the position of Ebonyi. Our people must listen to this news very carefully. If you are not listening to Radio Biafra broadcast this morning, you are missing something. Most of us don't quite understand the English language. That is the problem we have. But here we break it down for you. What they are telling, what Ohanaeze is telling us is that the position of Martin Elechi of Ebonyi State is that of Hausa people. And do you know who is Martin Elechi? Martin Elechi was a saboteur during the war. He was a traitor to his country. He served with Tupac Biasika. These are the people that brought in Hausa Fulani people into our land, and today he's a governor. And to pay back his masters, he has agreed that we should not have any confederacy, no autonomy for the people here to determine or control their resources. Martin Elechi is saying the same thing that Hausa Fulani people are saying. Did I not warn you? I told you people, that is why they want Radio Biafra shut down. That is why they want to assassinate me. That is why they want to have me imprisoned. That is why they want to convince you to stop supporting Radio Biafra, that such truth may not be revealed. It is here. The governor of Ebonyi State that brought in, that accelerated the growth of Islam in Ebonyi, is telling us openly that his views are that of Hausa Fulani people. And by virtue of that, the hopeless, hapless Igbo man in Abuja has no stance at the conference. Everything they want for is a waste. This is it. We continue. Dear Lord, the Igbo people in the Igbo. Igbo. I hate the word Igbo. 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 Look at it, how they are disgracing themselves. One of the governors rose up to say, I support Hausa Fulani people and their stance. States should be, in other words, let us continue this abominable and hopeless contraption. The Zoological Republic. According to the governor of Ebonyi, the governor sent their delegates. Their delegates will take their money down, they'll share. That is all now. Igbo man, collect money and share. Please mind you, those of you contributing to the sustenance of what we are doing are Biafrans. You need a higher level of consciousness to be a Biafran. You can be born with the tongue, the language Igbo that you speak. For you to become a Biafran, you need to attain a higher level of consciousness. Amazing. Hey, betrayal. We continue. Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the criminal with 15 bank accounts in over 5 countries. The hypocrisy of the black African man. But we jump around saying, the British made us poor. I'm not talking about our plight as Biafrans, I'm talking about in general. Those that subscribe to the school of thought of Walter Rodney, how Europe underdeveloped Africa. This Bola Tinubu made his money as a criminal, like all of them. Of course, he's Yoruba, so it is in their blood to steal, to cheat, to defraud. It's the Yoruba nature to defraud people. This hopeless, hapless Yoruba man, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has 15 bank accounts, 15, scattered all over the world. But he's talking about poverty alleviation. Oh God, black people. Anyway, no wonder they do security work, they do cleaning, they wash dead bodies abroad, they look after old people overseas, they will sweep the street. This for a reason, because they cannot think properly in this COG. They cannot reason very well. It's here for all to see. He's now calling himself Asiwaju Bola. You're a petty thief. You used your office as the governor of Lagos State to steal money, that is all. That is how you're a rich man. You're a thief. You are a criminal. But because people in the zoo, the monkeys here, they are so poor because of their poverty, they run after criminals and do the bidding of these criminals. Very sad, isn't it? But don't worry about us. We are black people. That is the way we are. A natural predisposition to evil. It comes naturally. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, a former governor of Lagos State and foremost leader of the APC, the Hausa Islamic Party of Bilie Humaras Initiative, at the weekend made his towering influence to bear on the choice of candidates in Friday's convention of the party. His grip of the soul of the party came to the fore at the weekend in Abuja during the maiden national convention, where he practically selected the entire executive and in so doing arm-twisted other notable stakeholders, including former military head of state General Muhammadu Buhari, former vice president Atiku, as well as other northern go. You know, Yoruba now, scheming, conspiracy, scheming, you know, scheming from one place to the other. Just like these idiots believe will do. They never come out in the open to fight. They will be inboxing people, sending them rubbish. They don't know that some of these people, they write this nonsense today. Come to me. Anybody that are able to convince means you are not meant to be part of us in the first place. That is what Yoruba does. Conspiracy. Yoruba has no job. If this whole world was one massive economy, Yoruba will produce nothing. All they will do is to go and build a warehouse and be middleman. They take from the manufacturer and they sell to other people. They don't produce anything. I ask them all the time, can you tell me what the Yorubas have done or contributed to the national economy of the zoo? What are they producing today? Nothing. They are middlemen. They are fraudsters and scammers. That is all they do. And to add to that, no wonder anywhere you see people lying and they are fraudulent, they are always cowardly. Yoruba, and now we have copied from them, Igbo men. Oh, dear Lord. They have connived and taken over the Hausa Islamic Party, APC. Yoruba, Yoruba, very conniving. Very, very conniving, evil and wicked. Yoruba, their punishment is coming. And when it happens, I will tell you, I told you so. Did I not tell you before about Ohanaeze Ndigbo, how hopeless they are? They have gone to Abuja to showcase their stupidity. Half is calling for Southeast. The other one is, no. We want the way things are. We want Hausa people to continue ruling us. Mad people. Asare Dokobo, in his concluding part of the interview with a former militant leader, Dokobo Asare, he said he speaks on how he became radicalized and his many encounters with the authorities. We are not interested. He converted to Islam. Islam is Islam anytime, any day. But people are free to practice whatever faith they want to practice. What we are interested in is Biafra. That is all. The new Emir of Kano, His Royal Highness Alhaji Muhammad, oh Lord in heaven, oh, his real name has come out. Muhammad Sanusi II. This is in a country that is a republic. I will stop presenting this news, oh, I'm telling you. Exposing the ignorance and stupidity of the black man, I'm telling you, is amazing. The Federal Republic of Nigeria, yes, is the name that, of the zoo that the British gave to us. And then within a republic, you have His Royal Highness Alhaji Muhammad Sanusi II, who yesterday began a 3-day solidarity ritual in fulfillment of tradition. A competent palace source confided in a Nigerian newspaper that the process would see the emir locked up in the room known as Darakindu, the dark room without access to anyone. The sources explain that it's a tradition that has survived thousands of years and it predates the conquest of Fulani jihadists in 1804. The Fulani Boko Haram came in 1804 and conquered Hausa people. Amazing. He's in a dark room called Drakinduhu, where he is consulting with Satan, no doubt. He's in a dark room. So when I told you that this place is full of darkness, you don't believe me. He had to go to dark room. We are the children of the light. We like openness, truthfulness, transparency, and honesty. Look at them. He's in Drakinduhu, in a dark room, for 3 days. His name now is His Royal Highness, but we are in a republic. For those of you who are not versed in English language or understand the governments of the world, to have a Royal Highness in a republic is an anomaly. It doesn't make any sense. America is a republic. There is no Royal Highness in America. China is a republic. There is no Royal Highness in China. Russia is a republic. There is no serving Royal Highness. Britain is a monarchy. They have their Royal Highnesses. Do you see why Africa is poor? African men cannot reason. You are in a republic like Germany is. You are in a republic and you have His Royal Highness serving currently with powers. My dear Lord, they don't know where to go. They don't know if they're going to run an open, normal, transparent, democratic, progressive society or if it is to go back to darkness. But at least Hennessy has gone back to a dark room from where he will emerge even a darker person before he went in. This is the murderer that killed Gideon Akaloka. But very soon an Igbo man will be his press secretary. We continue. The CBN governor, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, troubled. He said, no, we are not interested in that. What he does is his business. It is, Kano is an emirate. What they do there is their business. Our lines are opened. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are broadcasting from our capital here in Enugu. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. We are also on Skype. If you wish to call us, simply add Radio Biafra. That is all you need to do on Skype. We are not obliged to accept it, but if you call us, we shall and should receive your call. Our line is +234 810090459. That is what it is. We must go to take this very call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Turn your system down. I sing this as a song every day. Please turn your system down. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live, mind you, live morning broadcast of the 15th of June 2014. Turn your system down.
Good morning, Mr. Nande.
Morning.
I want to thank you so much for your good work. I am Innocent Okono, calling from Thailand. I hail from Owerri, Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I am the one that sent you a message via Skype over my brother to join the army. I guess by now he must have called you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I want to comment on something important. Like yesterday issue, I saw the post on Facebook over the other radio station, that drive me to listen to their conversation. I tried to listen to what they're saying, and unfortunately, someone called them from Germany. Only just three questions. They failed and showed that they are really far from the reality. He asked them where they were broadcasting from. He couldn't be able to answer. The guy proceeded on asking him, where are you broadcasting from? He said he's broadcasting from Anambra. What is the place in Anambra? He said their office is in Owerri. Man, it was so shameful, the answers. The guy proceeded on then asking him, do you have the support of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world? He said, yes, that as you are in Germany, you can start from Germany and you mobilize the Biafra there and you go to the government of Germany to talk with them. That's crazy. So I was laughing. So any sensible human being, any Biafran that listen to the radio will know they are off the track. So I wouldn't like them to be a distraction to us. Though, secondly, I want to let you know that in this race, there will be more that will come because the history says that when Israelites want to free themselves, there were like two or three groups. One was doing the dialogue, one was assassinating, one was going for a confrontation where they killed a Swedish man, a UN envoy. I've forgotten his name, but they shot him dead because he's coming for peace and they just want their state. So on this point, but the problem we're facing in our own country, our own place is that our people will not do it the way they're supposed to do it. They will be conspiring against each other. Well, after reading their news, that made me yesterday, I wrote them a message. I told them, if you people want to fight for Biafra, go ahead and fight for Biafra, but don't blackmail anyone. Don't blackmail Nnamdi Kanu because he has gone a long way. No one can stop him. All the Biafrans are solidly behind him, home and abroad. So I talked to them. I sent that message yesterday to them. So I see that those people, they are just doing nothing. So I also want to point on one particular issue that I know is the problem of people, because my friend called me the other day. He said, you have seen your type. Nnamdi Kanu is your type. Because I have been, my first album as a musician, I thought it was time to change Africa. I seen that our people, our mindset is not of human. When I heard the voices, you call that place a zoo. I really believe it's a zoo, because the behavior there is just like people in the zoo. They don't think right. We don't think right. Or we just school them conspiring against ourselves. You cannot believe that average Igbo man in overseas for more than 50 years can still believe in things that doesn't happen. Can still believe that human being can turn to rats. Human being can vanish. Our people can. I heard you the other day. You were telling a story, the origin of the bridge in Onitsha, that someone missed inside the bottle and the mami water misses. That's crazy. How can you say such story? People say such story, fabricate it, and post it everywhere for people to believe. They are blinding our people. I want to tell you the three sectors that are killing our people, that are changing our mindset, which I will allow you to deliberate on anytime you have the time. Enlighten us, I love it. The number one is this zoo we are in. That is the number one blindness we are in. The number two is those so-called native doctors. I call them scammers, because I only believe the only good native doctor is the one that can give you herbs to heal you, and the one that can give you herbs to kill you also. I don't believe in any other thing. You cannot tell me that a native doctor who did not attend the primary school, do not know anything, can tell you, give you a charm. When they shoot you, you're not going to die. Why America build, why the world build a bulletproof for bullet? Bakassi wake up on their own regime to go and do, we know all that. A bullet. That's why they don't use bullet. They use cartridge. Bullet, you can use only, we call it nshiewe. When you put only nshiewe, if I shoot it to you, you're not going to die. They will do it in secret and come out in the people's face and shoot themselves and say, oh, they, she. And people are believing them and joining them are dying on robbery. When the bad boys rose against them with bullets, is Bakassi is existing again? So our people is very good in just driving our image to a different path. I have been waiting for a caller who can call us this day and tell us, I have a contact, a native doctor who can give us charm to go to Abuja and free Biafra. I have been waiting for a caller who can call and tell us, I have a contact, we can get a charm. We don't need to buy any gun. We will use the charm and get our Biafra. I have been waiting for a caller who can tell us that this money we are looking for, we don't need to contribute any money. I have a charm I'm going to give you. We'll go to CBN and take this money and buy the ammunition. I told my people that those things doesn't work. If you work, America today will go and buy devil and keep it in the White House to retain the world power. If those things work, I don't believe that the world power today will be classed by the nuclear warhead or biological weapon. They will be classed with the level of demons they are operating on. If those things exist, the court today will have a section for such issues. But in the court, you cannot talk about this. In the country, you cannot. In the constitution, there is no place vice Satan. If I don't believe that Satan exists on my own. I see it easy. The people that made up this world just put the good and the bad so that everything will rhyme. I don't believe on those issues. So our people has been brainwashed. And the main one I want you to talk about every time you've been there, it is this one that poverty leads us to, which are the so-called pastors, the so-called Pentecostal churches. They are the one blinding our people the more. They are the one, you can't believe me, that people, somebody literate like T.B. Joshua can stand and brainwash our people. People believe him. People just, a pastor can come out and be telling his followers to believe that his brother in the village is the cause of his misfortune. A man in overseas for many years still believe his business is not flourishing because a dirty man in the village that doesn't have money to eat, that didn't even train his own children, was the cause of his misfortune. Why himself overseas is not in the village, but he's accusing the man in the village. I read in Al Jazeera a news they were doing, a guy from Calabar, he came back from the UK to open a place like he would take care of the needless. This guy was interviewed and they were telling, he was telling them that he opened this place because you see that the pastors have been beating little kids, little kids that you take, okay, go and take care of, go and do boy, that's what they call it. They will accuse the little boy or a little girl of a witchcraft, beat her to death, throw her out. This guy will go and pick them one by one and put them in the house and feed them and send them to school. And he was commenting that day, since I have bring these boys and girls together, have they killed anybody? How many people have they killed? Our people are spoiling our future. Everything in our mind these days is out of human. I don't see anything human in our life. Our children these days doesn't talk any about anything. It's about just to get a quick money. That's where we involve in everything. All this thing, news, I had all the news you're reading. These are just the roots of all this evil. And if it continues, I think in the years to come, where we will just lose everything and we'll just focus. Even it will be a time if you don't see money, you just cut off people's head.
My brother, I like what you're saying. So you are going to stay with me. Stay with me. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
I know that you are coming. I want to talk.
You don't have credit and you're calling us. My brother, he called to tell us he doesn't have credit. He will call us.
Is this not credit?
Oh, Lord in heaven. At least we are doing very well educating them.
Mr. Nande, I don't do any other thing these days than to wait 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to hear hear this gospel you're preaching. Please change the mindset, our people. Our people are dying. If we think normal, we have find off all the stories you're telling us. This, the issue of the delegates in Abuja, I read it over last 2 days or 3 days. They posted it on Facebook. They said the Yorubas have agenda, that they want to do Dua Republic. The Hausas have their agenda, but the Igbos have that he has never had Biafra there. I saw it a week ago.
How can you hear? Our people, my dear brother, our people I don't know what's wrong with them. They don't listen. I told them that this your game you're playing, toying with the name Biafra, there is something called confidence. I said, the people asked me before, why are you against what the criminal is doing, the vagabond, the vermin from Okwe? I said to them, because most of you travel abroad and live abroad, you don't learn anything from overseas. I said to them, do you know that when the stock market is falling, the government will step in? If you ask them, they will say, we don't want investors to lose confidence in the viability of the market. When there are plane crashes all over the world, if you fly your useless plane or Arik, they seize it. They don't want you to go and have an air crash so that people will lose confidence in that vital sector of the economy. If you post letter abroad, your letter will go to where it's going. They don't want people to lose confidence in the postal services. You see, an average black person from Africa, an Igbo man especially, does not understand that if you keep lying to people with the name and the word Biafra, people will lose confidence in Biafra. Yes. And that is more damaging. It is because of the lack of confidence in Biafra, that is why nobody, not one of them, stood up to say, we want Biafra. Not one of them stood up to say, we want a regional autonomy, we want to be on our own. No. They have not said so, because we have messed up the name Biafra. It doesn't surprise me. They are Igbo men. It doesn't surprise me one bit that they have, the worst is not to have an agenda. Even if you have an agenda and your agenda is defeated, you can understand that at least you had something. There is no agenda, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because they are being committed. They are committed to serve people. They are committed to serve the houses.
It's very,
they can
very
never
sad.
Talk a good thing, yeah.
They can never. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I welcome your call, one of the best I've ever received. I like it very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately 1 minute past 8 a.m. here in the morning. This is Biafra Land. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Director.
Morning.
Yeah. This is Hedika Namademo. I'm from Moody, or the local government. Emerson Biafra.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Denmark, but I don't believe you. I just went there. If I miss it. So, but I always go around with my laptop and listening to Biafra radio, you know.
Yes.
So this morning, I just woke up this early morning to listen, you know. But what I'm trying to say is that I wanted to call yesterday, but I tried to call, but I couldn't get you online. I'm sorry to call you back for what have passed about Wazirika or whatever his name is, you know. Please, let us forget about this man. Because I don't see him as a human being, you know. We like what you're doing. All I'm pleading is I don't want this man to be our problem. You understand what I'm saying? Let him not be our problem. Everybody love what you're doing. You're not the color. Because we never see this kind of a thing before about Biafra, because when we are hearing about Marshall, it's not like what we are saying today about you. You know, that is why I just woke up yesterday and said, no, this is not a, you know, when we are talking about this man Wazirike, when he's hearing his name, he will be feeling big now that they are talking about him. That is why I said, let's forget about him. That's why I called this morning, but I wanted to talk about this yesterday, you know, but I couldn't get you online. I try to get that to your time, just finish about that 11 something in the night. So that is why I called. Thank you very much, Mr. Nadekalo de Darito.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. We don't intend to talk about the vermin. He's a nobody. He is a vermin. He's a rat. He is not anybody. He is working with the enemy. That is the easiest thing anybody can do, to go and work with the enemy of the people. It's easy. To be a saboteur is very easy. That is what he is. A saboteur to the struggle. And now I am very, very happy that MASOP members know this. Now they know now. But you have a few people, those that he gives money to go and hire bosses with criminals and thugs to do his bidding, because there is so much poverty here and they're able to get some change out of it. They are the ones still surrounding him. Shameless people. Shameless people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system down, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, please, very, very clear. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. My name is Chibogo Olubogo. I'm from Idato North in Biafra land.
From Idato, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Director, I thank you for the news presentation this morning. But the way I want to, what I want to know is the issue concerning Benjamin Onwuka. You see, you said we're going to talk about him all the time, that we should not get tired of listening to the news. But, Director, this is not to me. Okay, please, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. Director, please, what if this man there now, because nobody knows his mind and his intention, and the intention of the Nigerian government that is holding him custody. Okay, what if they bribe him now and he accept money from him, from them, and change his mind, speaking against Biafra? We know that he's going for his release. What would then be our stand?
That does not preclude us from doing what is right before man and before God. Your duty as a Biafran is to work for his release. If he comes out and decides to work against the interest of Biafra, that is between him and his God. We must be able to develop this mindset. We want a civilized country called Biafra. You do your duty, others will do theirs. And I will tell you this. I may not like what you're telling me. I believe in free speech and democracy. I may not like what you're telling me, but I will defend your right to speak your mind anytime, any day. That is how you know men who are civilized. That is how you know women who are civilized. You do your job and you leave the rest to the conscience of that person that you have saved. If he comes back and he becomes bad for Biafra, we shall talk about it. We shall never be tired talking about it. It is something we must not relent, please. It is our duty to release him.
Okay, Director. There's no problem. I've heard what you said, but to me, like what our barrister said yesterday, that every other thing that we meet along the way now is just like distraction. We need to, all we are into now is to how we are going to raise our fund for what is facing us ahead. Because, but since you said what you have said, there's no problem. Who am I to say no, or who am I to doubt what you have said? But I think we are still in the fundraising, because without the fundraising, I don't think we are going anywhere. So let us. I could have said you that moment, which would have been dedicated to Onwuka should be used to be hammering about our raising of fund. But since you said so.
No, my dear brother, it is your duty. Let us make it is your duty. I like what you have said, but it is your duty to save your own. Because if they take on Walker, we say nothing. They can come and take somebody who is genuine about what we are doing. You understand? So that is why we must say no. If on Walker comes back and decides to be a saboteur, which is what is likely to happen, that is what always happens. They detain you so much that they pressure you to take money and you sign something for them, as the vagabond did from Okwe. So that is all that we need to do to him. If he comes back and he makes his speech, and his speech is the same, Biafra will come when it will come, then we know. And we also tell him that is not going to stop us from doing what we are supposed to do, what is right before man and before God. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I welcome your call.
Director.
Yes.
Please, I want to also comment in the news which you read about the belief of a people. You see, Director, I like your word. You're a man of your word. Once you say something, you stand with your two legs. I am strongly in support of what you said. No to that Rochas and their belief people, because some of our people were calling last time asking that you should go and seek for foreign help, foreign island, and this and all that. Okay, what if they don't know that if you allow Rochas or Koracha now into our movement, that when as they're sending you to go and seek for foreign ally, and they'll ask you, is this a politician not in your movement, and this and all that. So, Director, please keep to your word. I like the way you are doing things. And you said no to him, it's not for your own personal interest, but for the interest of the whole Biafrans. So, I like what you did. I must thank you very much, and everybody down there, most especially my dear sister, Eberi Chukwu. I've been calling her on phone all the time. And I say, may Chukwu Abamba continue to protect you all. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Oforma, stay where you are. Chukwu, your former, one of our sponsors from Australia, stay where you are. I want to go to the line and take this call. The caller on the phone, you have been waiting. I acknowledge your patience. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, Director. Good morning to all of your fans, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. My name is Uchenna Four, and I'm calling from London.
Uche, you are welcome. You are welcome to the program, and good morning to you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yes, I want to just say a very big thank you for what you're doing for Biafra and Biafrans. And indeed, the advanced team of the indigenous people of Biafra with you on the ground there, your contribution, your effort is highly appreciated. Yes, I want to start with the last caller who was making reference to Benjamin Onwuka. And the approach, your answer is very well in order, that Benjamin Onwuka, even though we have individual differences, will not stop Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra from asking for their release, because they belong to one larger and single Biafra family. We have our differences, that we believe in the inalienable right of every human being to express his voice or views and freedom. So the Nigerian government must, and without delay, release Benjamin Onwuka. If they know that he committed any crime, let them charge him to court, not just kangaroo, not just makeshift court. That court process must be seen to observe the rule of law. And in fact, what are they charging him to court for? Because they shot somebody, they killed somebody, and now they said it's Benjamin Onwuka and his group. These are the people that went to make announcements. Even though we will not personally want to take that route, but they have done nothing wrong, as a matter of fact. These are people fighting for their freedom, the way they understand it. And when you compare it to what is happening in the northern part of Brazil, how many Boko Haram apologists, how many Boko Haram sponsors, they are running the streets? How many of them have been arrested or even interrogated? The answer is none. Now, they took Benjamin Onwuka because of the indocile attitude, because of the docile attitude of our people. They took Benjamin Onwuka because our people are at the stage of and level of decay. Where is Ohanaeze? Where are the governors who are claiming to be representing the interests of our people? What's still? We should worry more about those who pretend to be doves, but in skin, I mean, in snake skin. We should be very careful about those who say that they are fighting for Biafra, but indeed they remain huge impediment to the Biafra struggle. What is Bilion, APC, Ohanaeze, Igbo doing in the National Conference? They are doing nothing. Every other organization, every other ethnic nationality have their own stance, but they have nothing. They are just sleeping their way through. When the conference is going on, they are sleeping. They are waiting for probably 11 million naira gift from Abuja. But they have the temerity to come to stop the only voice of the people that are advocating for the right of the indigenous people of Biafra. It is very important that the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world dissociate themselves from the human rights initiative that says that they are fighting, or that they are representing, or that they have mandate to represent and advocate for the indigenous people of Biafra. They have no mandate, and that lies must be stopped before it gets too long. They are right now at the level of United Nations to apply for consultative status under the pretext that they are representing the indigenous people of Biafra.
Uche, sorry to cut you short. This is not difficult. We registered at the United Nations. We write and we tell them anybody can go and do whatever they want to do. But we let them know that these indigenous people of Biafra registered at the United Nations. We don't have any legal representation there. We make it very clear to them. We do our own stuff. They can do whatever they want to do. We're not interested in what they're doing. They can go and lie. I mean, people who are Igbo men specialize in lying and gossiping. That is their job. It is their duty. I allow them to do that if they want to do it. But we write to UN tomorrow and let them know that they should not entertain anything from anybody claiming they are representing indigenous people of Biafra. Bilie is representing Bilie Human Rights Initiative. As simple as that.
That is it. That is what I'm saying. You don't just fold your hands. Because these people are lying, they will use the position of the indigenous people of Biafra as the people they are representing to register themselves.
No.
Whereby they are doing nothing.
They are not representing us.
It is very important that indigenous people of Biafra voice their concern about it. Because what gives them legitimacy is the position they are taking, that they are representing the indigenous people of Biafra. But they are not. So, since they decided to fight Betty, since they decided that they want to stifle indigenous people of Biafra and radio Biafra because of jealousy and anger, it is our duty to expose the truth. So, leaving them to register...
We are not leaving them. Uche, we issue our own disclaimer. We issue our own disclaimer. Simple.
That is it. And it has to go to the appropriate quarters.
Everywhere. They don't represent us.
They are biting the finger that fed them. And they are peddling lies. And these are legal representatives. These are legal experts, as they call themselves. It is the duty of every legal expert to tell those they are representing, if ever they are representing them, the truth.
Yes.
This is the point. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world must fight against this lie being peddled against them. You cannot say you are representing a people where you don't have the mandate. And they cannot talk at the national conference. They cannot defend any individual person, any individual citizen of Biafra. Everywhere our rights are being violated, the rights of every individual and Biafran and collectively are being trampled upon in Nigeria. And they say that they are in court. They have not been able to obtain any justice for anybody. So who is fooling who? The Zoeva victims are still there. There are people are being maimed and bombed in the northern part of Nigeria. People are being driven away from their houses and shops in Lagos, and indeed in Kano and other places. And they pretend not to know what is going on. Where they are good at is to peddle lies and write nonsense about Radio Biafra and about injustice of Biafra. And they are using the elder statesman, let me call him like that, the ZNK defect. I hope he knows what is going on. Because at a point, I am beginning to believe that they write paper. They write paper from different, or write statements from different places and append his signature. It is very important that he confirm that he knows what is going on. So that if he is willfully supporting this, he should be placed where he belongs. Because he's not playing his role. It's as simple as that. If he is willfully supporting these people and, you know, claiming legitimacy where there is none, he is sitting on a very, very hot seat. And he doesn't know that. His credibility is on the line because he cannot tell lies that you are taking the Biafra case to International Court of Justice where you don't have even right, you don't have standing. They are not going to entertain you. And this is the reason why people are even giving them some form of attention without knowing that they are telling lies. It is clearly stated, you cannot, an NGO, an individual cannot bring the case to International Court of Justice. It is the duty of independent states to bring contentious cases before the court. And even if Biafra's case was be taken by an independent state to the International Court of Justice, not the, not Ohanaeze Enyimba, not the so-called Council of Elders, the case is dead right from the outset, and they are wasting our time. They remain in a huge moral burden. They remain an impediment on the road for the restoration of Biafra. And they should mind their business. If you don't believe in what indigenous people of Biafra are doing, then face your business. Go and sleep. But if you constitute yourself as an impediment on the road to the restoration of Biafra, you will be treated as such, and you will be removed. There's no case of being lying here. You become an obstacle to the restoration of Biafra, to the emancipation of the people of Biafra. Then you become an enemy. It's as simple as that. No law court can save you. And no amount of legal knowledge can save you. Because, first of all, you are telling lies. It is a credibility issue. You are a legal practitioner. You are legal practitioners. And you know the duty you have to your clients. And you are willfully telling lies and bending the law and deciding to observe the law wherever you want it. And you decide when not to. It is not done.
Of course. Uche, I agree with you.
Why we are saying this is not because they are the Real Human Rights Institute and they register themselves. We are saying this because they believe in what they believe, but they are not contented with it. They have left their position, what they are doing, to come and constitute obstacle, to come and embark on libelous act against Radio Biafra, against the people of Biafra. Let them face their business, let them mind their business. We are not interested. But when you begin to attack the position we have not done anything to you, we have the right to defend ourselves. The disclaimer, the issue is in bad taste. It's as simple as that. And so we cannot fold our hands and leave it. Because if that thing is left for the next 1 month, 2 years, 3 months down the line, you will see the damage it will do on the credibility of the Biafra Restoration Project. So that is why it has to be tackled right now. This is 21st Century, and internet is no man's place. Thank you very much, and I'll stand by.
Thank you. Uche, thank you very, very much for that. Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, yes.
We will issue our own disclaimer to the right people that we'll know, to everybody, including the British government, all the people, everywhere that we marched on the 30th, we will issue a disclaimer. Anybody coming to you telling you they are representing the indigenous people of Biafra, that person is an agent of Nigeria, an agent of the zoo. We have nothing to do with them. We have nothing to do with Ocha Sokorocha and his people. We have nothing to do with those supporting APC and APC candidates. Nothing to do with them. Nothing. They don't represent us. We work very hard every blessed day to ensure that the name Biafra resonates all over the world. We won't allow any idiot to come and spoil it. It won't happen, and you know that very well. It won't happen.
They are not freedom fighters. Who said they are?
They are not freedom fighters. We're about to teach them a lesson they don't understand.
Stop claiming that they are.
Of course they are not. And we have not asked anybody to represent us. Any idiot constituting him or herself as a group of lawyer or lawyers to represent us, you are on your own. We don't need you. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? I believe I have to call your former with me, one of the principal sponsors of Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Good morning, because it's a good evening here. My greetings goes to everybody who are contributing to the restoration of Biafra. Director, if you can give me a few minutes, there are a lot of things I want to discuss. First, let me start with the issue of Bilia. I heard what Uche meant for some of them, some of what he said and what you said. It will be quite interested to confirm from Dr. Ikedi if he put down and signed those documents. The reason being, you know, Bilia, you know better than I about them. They are an agent to destroy what we are doing, discredit mostly your name and the RBL. And unfortunately, they are not winning. They are winning some of the gossipers who we have expelled that has nothing to contribute If he asks them, how are you going to restore Biafra? Nothing. Then what are you doing? You say you are doing restoration business. You say you are a human rights lawyer. Go and bail all our Biafrans in Nigerian prison. That's your duty. If you say you want to participate in restoration, what is your steps to restore Biafra? It's a big scam. So we shouldn't fall into that. And at the same time, if there are an obstacle on our way, we crush them. We wouldn't even stop and because they don't want stopping. You know how the big truck smells something and continue. And that's what we are going to do. We are not going to stop for us. They are not obstacle anyway because they are just little. We crush them. We continue. And nobody, because this issue, they keep on coming, coming, coming. They don't want to mind their business. They want to, they say they are in business of restoring Biafra. They are working with Nigerian agent, Rojo Korosha, Islamic agent of Igbo land. And all the people they are associated with is the same people that put us in this situation we are as we are today. See where I am, director. I left my Biafra land more than 19 years ago. Do you see what I have missed?
Exactly.
The beauty of life. The same people. Now they bring them in. Director, confirm from Dr. Dozike if he's a man we respect, but coming to that that area, Bidia apart, coming to a national conference, the issue you read out, the news that you read out. Igbo people, director is your people, they are not my people. Your people are useless. They are hopeless. They are not my people.
They are not your...
Yeah. I'm a Biafran friend. I'm not an Igbo person. They are your people. They are hopeless.
So they are my people.
Anyway, KCA Mayor, underground.
Underground. That is the way they do
it. Who are you afraid? Afraid of Hausa Fulani or Yoruba man? Mm-hmm. Do you know the issue here is because it's an Hausa Fulani man is the head of the Igbo delegate to national conference. What do you expect?
Exactly. Exactly.
It goes in blood. It goes in blood. What do you expect? Katurea. What do you expect?
I know. Former, you're so, right. Say my people.
Yeah, that one is right off because two of them we respected are there in national conference. If you recall September, October last year, is it October 5th, if I'm correct, in Enugu, when you broadcast with, I don't want to mention his name, he said that we will go to the conference and we present our view. I haven't heard anything about Biafra in national conference.
They will not say it, man.
Who is feeling who? The next thing is it's underground. Anyway, KCA Mayor, there is a way we are doing it. Nothing. There is nothing like a way of doing it. That one apart. Ben Onwuka, director.
Yes.
I have a few things to talk about that man.
Ben
Onwuka, yeah. I like the position you have taken, and that is the right track. It's one of us. We campaign for, we do everything to make sure that he's released. But his action is unacceptable. The reason being, those who have studied in universities, toward the end of your program, you work with people from different universities. They call it teamwork, to be able to produce, to work something, to see if you can work as a group. It doesn't mean they can team people from the same university.
Afama, can you hear me?
Yourself? Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Teamwork. He think that they can go and get Biafra without working with others. It's a lesson. It's not going to work. It has to be teamwork. Collective. You having chatting day in, day out. Radio Biafra is for everybody. Radio Nigeria Enugu, they went to, just for only Enugu. They can't reach audience. Radio Biafra is all over the world. If they come to Radio Biafra and present their statement, everybody all over the world will hear them. They just fall for chicken. Had it been that they took an arm, or they want to, as you said, went to go and break 82 division to acquire arms, I would say, yes, indeed, they are the heroes. But it's just their stupidity put them in this situation. But we can't ignore him. We have to fight and make sure that he's released, because it can happen to any one of us. Coming to the fund, I have sat down and I have a deep thought about the fund for the arm. Director?
Yes.
I've come up to my conclusion. If our people want freedom, if you want something in life, you have to give something of a lower nation to gain something of a higher nation. High nation. So, if our people want to gain their freedom, we have more than 1 million people. What will it take is $10 or even $1. Those in Nigeria can do that. Those of us outside here who doesn't have a paper can do that. We start collecting names, calling, donating money. If we can't do that, we just pause hibernating for Biafra until they kill them enough, at least another 3 million, then they will wake up. The Biafra, your restaurant, is not my personal business. I live comfortable here. Everything I need in this earth, I have it.
Yes. Ofoma, continue. Have we lost you? Ofoma, have we lost you? We may have, but I understand what Ofoma is saying. If you don't want to buy the weapons, then you forget about Biafra. It's as simple as that. If you want Biafra, then you give us the arms to go and fight. Very, very simple. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Mandekalo.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, and I am Kanu, not Carlo. Kamanu Osusu. I am Kanu, K-A-N-U. I resent to be called Carlo. It reminds me of what you saw, okay. Carlo, and I hate him. Go ahead.
Yes, I hate that man too. So, Mr. Nnamdi Chukwu Abiamah will bless you.
And you too. You say?
Bless. Chukwu Abiamah will bless you. Bless all your coordinators, your assistants from A to Z.
You say?
So, the person talking to you now is Benjamin Mokezi Ike Onoha from Omudrebe Amasa Ngugo Ikedo.
Amasa, Ndewo, Amasa. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nala Biafra.
Thank you.
I am very, very pleased to have this opportunity to speak to my fellow Biafran.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from UK. I'm calling from United Kingdom, and this is where I reside at.
Yes.
So my fellow Biafrans, please, everybody should be very, very careful and listen to this little message that I want to drop. So, some indigenous people, Biafra, like Ikedu, they didn't have idea of what is going on the 30th of May. And very unfortunately, I wasn't at the meeting because I went to work. So I called them and informed them. I called our secretary and told them to tell all the Ikedu members that this is what Biafra is doing. Now the God will bless you.
And you too. Isa. And
it
you
is,
too.
It is an opportunity that led me to tap Biafra before I could know exactly where the Radio Biafra is operating. So, now my message to all Biafras is this. I have interviewed many and thousands of them. They are only saying,
tomorrow now, if it happens to cost more, this and that, brothers will fight brothers. I said, no. My brothers and sisters, Benjamin Wokeluke is saying this. They took me at Biama that made us for the past 40 years with only 20 pounds for each and every individual of Biafra. That Chukwa Biama that lead us with the 20 pounds to bring all the children of Biafra, to bring them to cure their sicknesses of what the so-called Nigerians did during the wartime. So that Chukwa Biama is still guiding us till tomorrow, till today, till the end of this life. But this is what the Biafran don't understand. You know that whatever God is, Satan must come to put asunder. This is what we Biafran don't know. I'm a real victim of the war because I was born 1970 when the war was approaching to end. But I know how my mom and my dad suffered not to let me die of Kwashoko. That is one. Secondly, I'm a victim of Kano riots of 1993. That's what makes me to move to find my way to go to Rotan's land, where I am today. Every day, the Hausa people, they are killing our people. They are killing people without no judges. Okay, look at somebody like Benjamin now, they put in a detention. If the man, let them come and put me to, I'm Benjamin, let them come and put me in detention. Any year they like, I will stay there. Place Biafra will stand. I don't fear for anything because we are on the truth. And then I'm beyond the truth. And I feel it. We are not killing anybody. I'm telling you, my brother, my brothers all over the world, my sisters all over the world, if Biafra, if we happen to change mind, Boko Haram is just like a neighbor to compare with us. But notwithstanding, we keep everything, killing or murdering, we keep it aside. But never, never allow anybody that calls himself Igbo, because we have original Biafra, we have fake Igbo. Those are the ones that Satan is using to confuse you and tell you, go and do this, take this bread, take this. Since ever I was born, I don't take bread. This is how I move. And the Chukwu Adama is leading me. If I tell you how old I am before I moved to go to Erotan's land, I don't know nobody. But because of the stupidness of the Hausa people, because not all of them anyway, because I have some Hausa people who can cross-check and contrast. You see? But majority of them, look at some, how can you have a young youth, you call them Almajiri, you don't send them to school? Do you know that the Hausa people have free education for more than how many years? And they don't want to go to school. I work in 24 Epikin by Kotro, Sabongeri, Kano. This is where I was working. I serve the country. I pay tax. You will see a police car will land and try to catch and marginalize about 50 of them young men to catch them, put in their vehicle to send them to school. While in Biafra land, a man is having about 2 or 4 or 6 children. He's suffering to cater for them. And Nigeria decides to give them only 20 pounds after the war and freezing everything they have, both their houses and their money in the bank. So as Chukwu Biama has guided us throughout all those sufferings that we stand firm today, we did not die all. Chukwu Biama will still guide us and we will achieve that Biafra.
Yes, I told them,
even one person remaining, we will never give up.
He said.
So, even one person, even all my family finished, and the only one person remaining in the whole Biafra, that we must achieve that Biafra. We are not giving up. This is what I'm telling all Biafras all over the world. They should not think about backsliding.
He said.
I worked with a Yoruba man here. I spoke with him about it. He was telling me, after now we will cry. We will lose. I said, how can we lose, man? I'm here in the UK. Minus the UK, minus United Kingdom and Russia, who supply ammunition to you, Yorubas and Hausas. can you people do something with Biafra?
We'll see.
So we are not killing. Yeah, we are not killing anybody. Everyone should stay on their mindset to tell you real. I love to be together as we are before Nigeria. But for how many years now? 40 years. The Northerners are ruling, and apart from their ruling, what have we benefited as togetherness? Have we benefited? Did we benefit that we work together?
There is no benefit, my dear brother. And thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have other people calling, but before I go on to take any other call, we must read this message. It's from one of our people, because you can send us a message via Viber, WhatsApp, or even Tango. The number of our WhatsApp, our Tango, and our Viber is the same: Radio Biafra Studio Line +234 81 009 04 599 +234 81 009 04 599 Hello and very good morning to you all, from the director to all the Radio Biafra members there in Enugu, capital city of Biafra land. My name is Aro Benjamin Onyebuchi. I'm from Abatete in Idemili local government area in Biafra land, but I'm now living in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. I want to say thanks to all of you there for all your good work. We all know that it is not easy. Who say that it is easy? Let him go and try. I pray that the good God will bless and protect all of you. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, my dear brother. That is, we got a message on Viber from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. We are formidable. We are everywhere in the world. Our weapon is simple. A very, very, in fact, the most basic truth. That's all you need. Is Yoku. Truth. And with it, you go places. That is why any question they ask us, we answer. When we ask them, they can't answer. I answer every question. I don't refer you to anybody. No matter how raw the question is, I give you a very cogent answer to it. But they can't answer. Can you name one country that got independence by going to court? Answer, zero. Is Bilier Human Rights Initiative representing the indigenous people of Biafra? The answer is no, they are not. The Arocha Sokorocha APC is talking rubbish. You think that radio broadcast is easy? You are making a mockery of yourselves. A mockery. They want to be like us. Of course, you can't be like us. You can't. We want to prove it to you. That is why we are giving you free publicity. We are not afraid of anything, any competition, because we will surpass BBC and CNN. We will surpass them in terms of reach, coverage, and believability. We stopped the useless Chibok girls, didn't we? We stopped it. Told CNN these people are lying. We told BBC Chibok is a fraud. Talk less of a bunch, a collection of disgruntled, disgraced people driven away from Radio Biafra. All these idiots, we expelled them from Radio Biafra. You spend your time gossiping than serving your country. We expelled the idiots and they went away to get together and collected funding from left, right, and center to start a paper out of jealousy. Go and try now and see, mad people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good morning, director. My name is Ekinezi Chukwu Onyedikam. I am calling from Dublin, Ireland. I hail from Umujim, Umujoka, in Olo, in Biafra land. Director, I must tell you that you are a great man. I must tell you that nothing will happen to you. I must tell you that you are the person that God have brought into this particular journey, and we are following you. Director, since yesterday, I have been very annoyed. In fact, I did not sleep. I don't know how to put it, but I want to make it clear to everyone listening to Radio Biafra this hour that enwere nge ị ga-emeju ihe, then you are reversing a cause. That person will be attracting a cause to themselves. Director, I want to tell you that these people, they call themselves Bilay Human Rights Initiative. We are all know when all these things start. Some people that joined the Radio Biafra now though, will not understand, because there was a time in the Facebook we are only 200 people. There was a time in the Facebook we are begging for people to join.
That is
we
correct.
Want to be 25,000.
That is correct.
We want to be 35,000.
That is correct.
We want to be 100,000. Now, people join by themselves. Even Hausa, Yoruba, even other countries that is not our that have no link to Biafra have joined. Now, that useless man called himself a barrister, Emeka Adolfem. He's a solicitor in London. He cannot stand for any case in London. So if he's a barrister, if he's a learned man, he can go forward and get a barrister a certificate to go to court. Director, that man was on air. One day, you asked him, when are we going to get this Biafra? He said, it can take us 20 years.
Exactly. He's on record.
That man said Biafra will take us 20 years. And that man want to tell me that I will die before Biafra come.
You're not going to die. You will not die. You won't. You will not die. Onyedikam, can you hear me? Onyedikam, can you hear me? Oh Lord, have we lost him? We have lost him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, yes, it's me.
Yes, barrister. Barrister, please go ahead. You came through on the wrong line. That wrong line you came through ensured that we caught our Skype contact. But please go ahead. The barrister is with us and we are delighted regardless. Once we hear your voice, we are humbled and delighted. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and good morning to all of you. I've had several people speak on a few of the news presented this morning. Director, I got about three to speak on this morning.
Go ahead.
I tend to throw the line of former, who called earlier, told on our brother Ben Onwuka, and of course, I have spoken on him. Onye naba one year, agajumo na rielu. If you are going to bail your brother, you won't ask if it's going to be useful for you or not. But Director, I can recall, I suspect about 2 years ago, unless I'm wrong, Ben Onwuka was jailed and we campaigned for his release.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, now, of course, now. We did.
Thank you, Director.
Even Uchenna Mad of Masob. He later on came and kidnapped me. But it doesn't matter. We're still campaigning. Go ahead.
But yet we campaign for their release.
Of course.
Whilst we are speaking on their behalf, Director, what is not acceptable is that Ben Onwuka was indoors and we campaigned for his release. Whilst he was outside, he did not make any attempt as to join Radio Biafra. He did not make an attempt as to follow where the information is coming out from. Just like a former says, trying to hijack Enugu when Radio Biafra has more audience than just broadcasting service in Enugu. It does not make sense to me. Now, we are again trying to campaign for the same Ben Onwuka we campaigned for previously. He came out. He pretended as if Radio Biafra doesn't exist. He pretended as if his little group is commanding is more viable than what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. So this is his fault. And now campaigning for him, he'll come out, he'll look down upon us. As if we didn't do anything for him. Now, this area I'm having some problems with. You're campaigning for somebody who does not regard you. He was indoors. He was brought out. He did not show any regard or respect for Radio Biafra. Now, of course, while I join you to campaign again for his release, I am not so comfortable. If those he's commanding are serious, they should join in with Radio Biafra, because all of us are still struggling from this, for the same goal, to restore Biafra. But all these factional groups is not making me comfortable. And even Onwuka did not consult you, knowing very well that you have been sitting in Enugu for a while, talking about the restoration of Biafra. He didn't do anything about it, and now he's going to trouble. We will use our time for directing and asking for funds in order to restore for Biafra. We are channeling it into a different avenue, talking about the same Ben Onwuka, who was released because of our agitation for his release, and now he didn't do anything about it. He's going to trouble again. And I'm going back. Director, you have to check if what we are doing here is right. That is one. Two, Ohaneze Ndibo. I remember when they were talking about this conference, we moved away from it. We said we are not part of it. Although we are talking about it, but we are not part of that conference, because we knew that it's all facade. Nothing will come out of it. We predicted it, and it has come to fruition that nothing came out of it. The Igbos have minimized themselves from the calamity of what is happening in the zoo. You went to conference. The Ariwa brought their own agenda. The Oduduwa brought their own agenda. But what do the Igbo people, likes of Professor Ben Wabueze, who was condemning what Ben Onwuka himself and his group did. Now they got into a confab. What did they say? No agenda, nothing. All they are prepared to do is taking bribe and collecting money. And that is why they don't want the restoration of Biafra, so that they will carry on supporting their Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, who will get oil from Biafra land and give them a little bit. It's a big shame. Now they are telling us they have no agenda. If I am in their position, I won't even mention it, because they cry shame for all of them. What did they do there then? I was listening to our man, Ikedi Ife, if you like, our previous man. His contribution did not come to anything. I was listening to him on the compound, on he was making some amendment, and I was hoping he would say something tangible. Again, nothing tangible was said by Dr. Ikedi Ife himself. So all they went there is just kind of wishy-washy. They did not represent even themselves. Talk less of representing Biafra. They could not bring any agenda. This is what we don't like. None of them ever condemned what Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are doing to their people. Director, yesterday I was saying I will not condemn Bile human rights with their own ideas of what they believe in, because I don't see them as a threat to what we are doing. I had Uchemefo for two, saying that we need to issue a disclaimer. Whether you did or not, Director, there's no consequence from what Abilia human rights are doing. I see them as a little fraction moved away. If I see them tomorrow, I will make them my enemy and still talk to them. But Radio Biafra has gone over and above that. Nobody can pull us down. So when I see all these little distractions, they don't move me. I wish you can see it from my own point of view,
I
Director.
I do, actually. I do. But there is one thing with our people. You know, we are black people. You have lived in England for so long. You are a barrister practicing in England, so it is easy for you. Our people thrive on gossip. That is their oxygen. That is the only way they live. If somebody issues an accusation against you, if you don't rebut it, over time it gains currency. We are black people. Mind you, our brain is not all that developed. That is the very fact. It is not all that developed. If you don't challenge it, it becomes gospel. We must challenge it. That is the only thing we are going to do. Because Bilie does not represent the indigenous people of Biafra. If you don't say no to it, they will go outside and claim they're representing. Are they representing you?
But Director, hang on. How can they represent indigenous when they are Bilie human rights?
But that is what they're claiming now. That is the problem. That is what they're claiming. That's what they're claiming.
Director,
yes.
You cannot do wrong and claim right. You can't. They are BHBA human rights. They are not indigenous. So these are some of the things that we should learn to ignore.
No, but they have written, Barrister, please. I come again. They said they are a group of lawyers representing
the indigenous people of Biafra. That is what they are writing in their documents. He's laughing. That is the truth.
Yeah, director. They wrote, doesn't mean that's how it is. You see, somebody, director, do you know, sometimes I do wonder, because you yourself, forget about what you read, you yourself, you are equal to a lawyer. You understand that? Forget about, you say you are an economist, that is what you read. But apart from that, your brain is that of a lawyer. Now, somebody tells you that this is what they represent. It doesn't really mean that's what they represent.
No, it doesn't.
You see, when you give them that credibility, you are helping in promotion to what they have claimed. So this is, if I wish I can sometimes.
I see your point, but Uche Mefo also has a very compelling point. You know, I am caught somewhere in between. I see what you're saying. Sometimes, because a farmer told me the other day that anytime we talk about them, you have about a few people, maybe 20 or 30 gossipers want to go and see what they're doing there. That way, because barrister, the only way for them to draw attention to their mushrooming radio station is to use our name to issue the disclaimer. So people say, oh, what is this? Then to draw attention to them. They don't even know their name. They are BVI. They are VOB. They are VOBI. They are HCO. If you look in their lawsuit, which human being on this earth, when you want to write something, you write and say, suit number FCH/19/92/ZOCFB/this. Before you start, what has that got to do with what you're saying? What has it got
director,
to do? Oh, God.
Let me answer.
Black
Finally, let me answer you this by giving you this little proverb. Two blind people were fighting, and they hardly hit at each other. Now, there is a Pawan Tapa up, watching them. After about 10, 20 minutes, this Pawan Tapa climbed down and said to them, there's no need fighting because you are not even fighting one another. Ogubiri Nambo. Now, the human rights are going to court in an expired country, trying to get you Biafra via illegal means, which has no precedence. It's never been set before. Now, from that point onwards, on Gogubri. So, if the Bilia wrote another letter telling you something extraordinary, if I'm in your position, I will not answer. Because they are pursuing a different agenda, and we are pursuing a practical agenda. So, some of all these things they write tomorrow and we started jumping up and down, I see it as a distraction. For me, it will not exist. Let them look at what is our action. It's not live and let live. They have factioned their own little radio station. Let them operate. And let's all carry on. Somebody is a Mbabo. Agamanukewu Okembe. I don't know if I hear that from you. So, live and let live. Let them carry on. We should stop giving them all this promotion. If we promote them, it will be because you let them be promoted. Let's carry on with what is tangible. A substantive issue is what we are pursuing here. How to get Biafra. Let them carry on legally. If they succeed legally, we cry for them. And if we succeed in our own channel, then, director, what I will assure you is you carry multitude behind you. And there is no way we bypass all these little groups here and there. We are over and above them. I will again reiterate, we should remain focused without any little distraction. I maintain this particular latitude. Thank you, director.
And thank you, the very eminent barrister. An argument well made and well put. I accept that completely and totally. We must read this message. Good day, my people. My name is Michael Eloka. I am from Wofia, from Norfia, in Anambra, Biafra land. It is clear to me now that they're just out to rubbish your person talking to me, but you are smarter. Radio Biafra's success and hard work is attracting envy and jealousy. Envy, jealousy, and greed. And it makes me actually understand what we need to face in the second phase. What we mean by in the second phase, where we need to eliminate some of these people. We are lost until Radio Biafra came and woke us up from ignorance, stupidity, and self-contentedness. I like that grammar. Self-contentedness. Our brother is writing.
I don't know from which country he is writing from, but the time now has come to 9 a.m. in the morning, and we are bringing the program to a close. I understand what the barrister said, but I also think that we must meet these people head on. If you allow them to establish any foothold, people who are raised on gossip, people who are fathered by Hausa Yoruba men, people who did not grow up in the village to understand how things work, that truth is life, they may accept it and cause us irreparable damage. That is why I understand where Uchemefor is coming from, that we must approach these people and crush them. Crush them completely. They don't exist anywhere. It's only on paper. Once, the only way they can gain relevance is not by what they're doing. You see, they couldn't do something like the tactics of May, can they? They did not build a cenotaph, did they? They don't have office at Enugu. They cannot broadcast to the hearing of the whole world. They are not on satellite. They are not as truthful as we are. They are not truthful people. They have roaches working for them. They have open supporters of APC in their ranks. They are in court deceiving themselves and not the Biafran people. They do not represent the indigenous. Do I want to continue? They are nobody. But I understand. We shall stop. Then, in fact, the only way they can gain relevance is by mentioning Radio Biafra. Because once you say Radio Biafra, now people cluster around you. There is nothing that envy and jealousy cannot do. Also, because they are mad people. They can never be like us. They are not like us. That is why what Uche Mefo said is where I'm tilting to. We must meet them and disclaim these bastards who are busy peddling rubbish. Why can't they come out in the open? Pick up the phone and call. Write a telephone number somewhere. We will call you this evening from Biafra land and put you live on air and let you understand that some of you are a disgrace to the world freedom fighting. You don't understand what it means. Thank you very much, all of you, for listening. 7 p.m. this evening, we come back here. We reconvene. The morning service is over. We reconvene this very evening. We want to buy weapons to go and meet our enemies. There are two ways to buy weapons. Either we steal the money or you contribute it. Only people can do freedom fighting. Those that contribute and those that volunteer their lives to serve their country. There is no neutrality in this. If you want to help, the number to call, we have mentioned, even including studio number as well, +234 909 466 5824. Very, very important that you call to tell us what you're going to be. Are you volunteering to serve in the army or are you contributing? Only these two type of people do we require in this very match. We thank you for listening. This Biafra we have mentioned this morning is the way through which we can serve Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. Therefore, Biafra is our religion. On this platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama Ekekere Eligwenonwa Okike is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Good morning from Biafra land and see you again 7 p.m. this evening.
victory.